Good morning.
I need to speak with Nicole Wilson.
This is she.
Ma'am, have you not talked to anybody about a woman's account that's been bad, had a check bounce, Miss Daggett?
No.
It's my wife's cousin, Leona Daggett.
No.
Well, we've been leaving messages down there for you to call back, because we had a problem with her account.
Uh-huh.
There was a $400 deposit she made several years ago that apparently never got on her daggum account. And she has writ a check on that money and had it bounce, and we got a problem.
Now, several years ago, it wouldn't bounce now.
By God, it done it. She counted for that money she ain't spent it down there to that amount. There's a $400 check from an insurance settlement. She got the summer of 95.
Well,
she got bit by a neighbor dog, got $400 out of it, and she's looking back on her statements, and that ain't there. And the worst part about it is she ordered her a set of daggum teeth, false teeth from down up there to Roland.
Mm-hmm.
And the check bounced.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trying to get a hold of you for the last 2 or 3 days to call back to take care of this. And the daggum sheriff showed up here yesterday to repossess her teeth. Well, it wasn't funny because she put up a struggle and they done throwed her in jail.
Well,
and it's all because you didn't get that daggum check posted on her account.
Well,
and I need to come down there today and get $400 out of you.
No.
Yes, ma'am. By God, you just go ahead and take it out of your account.
No, I don't think so.
Well, how'd you like to? I'm gonna let you just take care of this right now, or there's
gonna
be an ass whooping.
Talk to the manager, okay?
No, ma'am. I'm talking to you. You're the one that took care of it. You're the one whose name is down here on this statement, and I guarantee you, there's gonna be.
Where's my name on this statement?
It down there on the statement. She said.
No.
Nicole Wilson, call me if you got any problems. And we got a problem right now. And you got a problem.
No, I don't.
Is she going, well, by God.
I'm going to let you talk to the manager.
No, ma'am, I'm talking to you. I'm coming down there and beat somebody like cornbread batter.
Well, come on. Well, I'll let you talk to the manager.
No, I'm bringing my wife, Sharon Jean, down there because I don't tussle with no women. But if we can't get this.
I'm going to let you talk to the manager.
No, ma'am,
okay?
I need $400 out of you because that check was not.
Your call and your patience are very much appreciated.
She may have a little difficult time getting the manager on the phone.
Maybe.
Can I have Mr. Olson call you?
No, ma'am. I need to talk to you and get this took care of.
I will not. Sir, I cannot take care of this. The manager will have to take care of this. Did he call you?
If there's somebody could come down there, they's going to wipe the floor with you and your ass and then whoop you again for leaving a waxy yellow buildup.
That may have been a little far.
That could have been just a touch far.
I think so.
One toke over the line.
This is Marlene.
Marlene, I was talking to Nicole.
Yes, sir?
And she had a problem with my wife's cousin, Leona Daggett's account.
Uh-huh.
Is she there still there?
Yes, sir, she's here.
Can I holler at her just a second? I think I got this figured out the way that we can work this out civil.
Okay. All right. Just a second.
Thank you.
She said she's not talking to you.
Is that right? Well, ask her if she'd talk to Steve Olson, the bail bondsman.
Oh, okay. Just a second.
All right.
She'll never get back on. Now we're back on hold.
We're gone again.
I think a fight's broke out.
It's a knockdown.
She won't talk to you.
She won't talk to us.
No.
Well, by God. We done worked her up into a French-Canadian frenzy.
Yeah, exactly. You sure have.
Oh, Lord.
Tell her that Phil and Brent want to talk to her.
Phil and Brent?
Phil and Brent from Tulsa, yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Olson set you up for a joke.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He done it.
I'm going to kill him.
There, that's what we're looking for. That's
what
we want.
You're going to read about it in the paper.
Cool.
on the front page of whatever newspaper you got there.
Got there, huh? Yeah. You're going to be on Steve like a cheap suit, ain't you?
Boy, I'm telling you what. Yeah, he took a convenient time to disappear, too.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? He doesn't know what's awaiting him when he gets back, does he?
I may just kill him this time.